Okay. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Board of Directors meeting for Highmark Charter School. We're on a conference call. I'm here. I'm Richard Bigman.
I'm Lori Drake.
Blake Peterson. John Melkey.
Crystal Taylor.
Ryan Smith.
And Priscilla Stringfellow from Academica.
Okay, the time is 12:01, September 10th, 2025. We got a couple things on the agenda today. Sean, do you want to speak to the LEA-specific licenses?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something, you know, we typically do every year. We have four LEA-specific licenses this year. Three of them, these teachers have been teaching this exact. So Jennifer Davis has been teaching her exact same courses. Christian Marburger has been teaching her same courses, and Veronica Melkey is teaching her same courses. They're just working on getting those endorsements. And then Zachary Taylor is a new teacher to us. He has an associate's license, and he is going to be working through the Apple program to obtain his actual professional license. So it is my recommendation that we approve all four teachers for LEA-specific license for the 25-26 school year.
What's Zachary Taylor going to be teaching?
He's teaching business and marketing upstairs.
Very good.
Okay, so talk to me how on this spreadsheet.
Yeah.
How long has Kristen been working on her? I just don't want anybody taking advantage of.
You can see like she actually applied for the wrong endorsement, so she's taking the courses right now. But they just approved the LEA specific license for like another 3 years. We're not in any trouble of like people running out of their LEA specific license or teaching in areas where they're not qualified. Like I said, Jennifer, Kristen, and Veronica all taught these same exact classes last year. It's just about getting those endorsements.
All right, but how do you know how well they're doing? I mean, do they have to give you their transcripts? Do they check in with you? Tell me that.
Yeah, we have a plan here. Like, so they're all working on their endorsements, so they just kind of keep me up to date. Most of them take summer classes because that's the best time to do
it. Yeah.
So they normally get their endorsements in the summer, and then they just check in with me.
Okay. Do you know where they're getting these endorsements?
Most of them honestly just go the cheapest route if possible, you know, so like I know WGU does some, Weber does some, Southern Utah Valley does some, so they just kind of look and see where they're available and try to, honestly, they just try to pick the quickest and easiest ones.
Okay, and we don't help pay for this, we only contribute to master's degrees, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, any other questions about those? Okay, what about the point load construction invoices?
Yeah, so this was completed last year. So if you
drop now in the conference
At night, you'll notice all the lights have been upgraded and fixed. So they did this in a couple different stages last year. We weren't sure how much this was going to cost, so we did it in two different stages and just got the invoice just last week. This was done through Point Load Construction. We're just basically approving to pay them. Like I said, this is for all those light fixtures outside. And if you drive by the school at night, you will clearly see that we upgraded the lighting system in and around the school.
Yes, I did notice that. So these are actual invoices. These are not estimates, so we can approve these amounts.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Did I hear Rory get on the phone?
Yes.
Hi, Rory. So, does anybody have any questions about those invoices?
Well, why are there two from Point Load?
They did it in two different phases, Lori.
Wow. Okay.
And so the total...
So typically,
Lori, this would be something that I would approve, but where the two invoices... Yeah. Exceed $10,000, it's forwarded to the board.
Okay, thanks, Blake. I appreciate that. And all this is exterior, right?
Yeah, it was all on the exterior, yep.
Okay.
All right, does anybody have any other questions or comments about those invoices?
No.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the LEA licenses and also the two invoices that we have from Point Load, one for $4,331.07 and one for $6,255.99.
I'll second it.
All in favor? All in favor? Aye. Richard Bigman?
Oh, shoot. Aye, Lori Drake.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Aye, Rory Ukenna.
Okay, great. Thank you. We do have an upcoming board meeting in October. That's on October 20th. That'll be at the school at 7 p.m.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second that.
Second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Aye, Rory Ukenna.
All right, we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody, for taking time out of your day. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
it.